My name is John Erling. Today's date is December 19th, 2013. Dr. Buskirk, would you state your full name, your age, and your date of birth?
James Bradford Buskirk. I'm 80 years old. I was born September 6, 1933. I was actually born on Shawapa Bottom near Shannon, Mississippi.
What's that, Shawapa Bottom?
Chiwapa. That was a low area. My grandfather came down from Indiana. He bought land very cheaply back then and cut the big timber off of it and trimmed the limbs off of it, put it on flat car, shipped it back to Indiana to Taylor Pearson's Lumber Company. And his brother-in-law got the lumber in Indiana. He stayed in Mississippi because he came to own so much land on Shawapa Bottom. I was born actually on my grandfather's place near Tupelo, Mississippi, closer to Shannon, Mississippi.
What was his name, your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name was Emerson Buskirk.
And then your grandmother's name?
Lydia Leatherman.
We are recording this interview here in the recording facilities here at VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Your mother's name, maiden name, when were she grew up?
My mother's name was Hermine Buskirk. She was Hermine Pope, the granddaughter of a country doctor. Her mother was a tomboy and liked to drive her father during emergency cases in the night, through the night with three lanterns on the buggy so everybody knew they were coming. So obviously my grandmother wanted to call me to be a doctor, but I didn't respond to that very well. She was a Crump. Dr. Crump was in Smithville, Mississippi. The Buskirks was a very big family. There were five boys and five girls. My dad was the middle of the five sons. They farmed, and Dad was born in 1903. Back then, the guys quit school in the ninth grade in order to work on the farm. They were the labor force. And that complicated things later when my dad went in the ministry. He was called at 18 years of age, standing over his mother's grave. He delayed that. He believed in that scripture that said that Jesus gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the equipping of the saints, the laity, for their ministry. He tried to do his ministry as a layperson. He was superintendent of Sunday school in a little United Methodist church. He taught a Sunday school class. He was on the board. He was a steward and had charge of six families to take care of them. He was chair of the board at one time. And then one day he was standing looking at his field and a wonderful crop. It was a Saturday afternoon, and my daddy could never be convinced that God didn't speak to him audibly. His daddy thanked him for the crop. He said, "But why waste time? Waste time? Look at that crop, God," he said. He said, "But you're wasting time because there are men and women, boys and girls that need to hear about Jesus, and I want you to be that voice." That bothered my dad so much, he just stopped going to church. He didn't go to church for 3 years. My mom said she thought he was losing his mind. But fortunately, she stayed with him, and one afternoon, Sunday afternoon, about 6 o'clock, the sun was going down. Grover Meadows, a man that Dad had played baseball with, who now was a minister, drove up in our yards and said, "Bob, I want you and the family to go to church with me." Daddy said, "I'm not going." He said, "Well, I came over here to start the revival at Pleasant Grove, and your pastor, Brother Sudam, has gone over to preach in my church tonight. And on the way over here, I got you on my mind. I'd learned about you. Just stop going to church. And I think I know what's wrong with you." That happened to me once. My sermon tonight was given to me by God on the way over here, and it's for you. No point in my going to church if you don't go to church. Well, Daddy argued with him until church time, and then we got in his car with him and went to church. Daddy parked his car, and we walked in the church. I went in with Mother and Eunice and Dorothy, my younger and older sister, and we went out with Brother Meadows right near the front, and Daddy sat on the back pew. And Brother Meadows preached that night on the call to preach. When the sermon ended and he gave the invitation, my dad came down the center aisle crying aloud. I'd never heard my daddy cry. That was a very moving, almost frightening experience to me. He talked to Brother Meadows, and Brother Meadows said, "No, Bob, you tell him." Daddy turned and said, "I'm called to preach." And Mother said, "Ah!" And I was standing by her and started crying. I thought that was something terrible. Incidentally, Mother did too. She had finished high school but knew that Dad had not. And Brother Meadows said, "Hermine, what do you think about that?" She said, "Well, God's really called Bob. I'll go with him and I'll do the best that I can." Dad went to see the bishop, and the bishop said, "You can't be a Methodist minister. You don't have an education." Daddy said, "Couldn't I go to school in the town where I preach?" He said, well, that'd be weird. He said, no, I don't think so. So he came back home, called Brother Meadows and said, the bishop said I couldn't preach. Brother Meadows said, you can preach in my church. I got a revival starting this week. You come on over. Well, the news got out that Bob Buskirk was preaching. Dad had played baseball with the guys all through that county and the adjacent one, and the men poured out, filled the church. And over 50 men made commitments that week. Brother Meadows called the bishop and told him about it. And about 6 months later, he called Dad and said, I have a minister who is hauling putwood to supplement his salary, and a tree fell across his body and crushed his pelvis. I need you to fill in for the next 9 months, and then I'll replace you when annual conference appointment time comes around. We moved to Randolph, Mississippi. I was in the first grade then. Daddy preached for that 9 months. The people went in arms to the county seat to tell the bishop they'd better not move their preacher. We stayed there for 2 years, then moved to a place called Algoma, and I was in the third grade there. I was very impressed with our poverty. I remember that when I was in the fifth grade, our custodian died at our little elementary school, and I went to the superintendent and asked him if I could be the custodian. There were just 7 rooms, and on Saturday I cleaned the assembly room. He called Mom and said, Brad wants to be the custodian. You think he can do that? Mom said, well, if you can't, I'll help him. So I swept floors in the afternoon after school and built fires and old pot-bellied iron stoves and poured a little kerosene in on the kindling and the coal that I put in there so it'd be ready to go the next morning, washed the blackboards. That was my first job.
Let me just pause for names here because you referred to Brad, and you should point out that that's the way you were known as Brad.
Yes.
When did you become Jim or James?
I'm referring to myself as Brad because my middle name was Bradford. I was named after my mother's father, so I grew up Brad. And then when I went to college, we had a very astute English literature teacher, and she insisted on our using our full name, James Bradford Buskirk, and she'd still call me James, and I didn't like that. I would object, and the students picked up on that and started calling me James, and then Jimmy, and when I met Nancy, my wife, I was being called Jimmy, so Jimmy stuck.
How old were you when your father went down the aisle there and felt that he was called?
I was between 3 and 4 years old. I was talking about that one time, and my mom and dad said, you can't remember that. And I said, yes, because you preached there at your church the next Sunday night, and your sermon was on man's duty to God. They turned pale and said, well, I guess you do remember it. This was a very dramatic time in our lives.
So establish again, your father's name was
Bob Buskirk.
And then your mother's name
was Hermione Pope.
Tell us about your mother's personality.
Mother was quiet, very humble, preciously sweet person. She said, I'd rather have my feelings hurt than to hurt anybody's feelings. She was a real good partner for Dad because Dad was outspoken. He was aggressive. But the balance together made a good parsonage family.
Traits that you think you took from either one of them or both of them?
I think I have some of Mother's traits in my thought processes and in my private life. I have more of Dad's characteristics. I denied Dad until I was in my doctoral program and in a clinical pastoral education course. I was forced to share my story, and the guy kept pushing me about Dad, and I kind of lost it. And then apologized. He said, I don't apologize. If you got an anger and some push, boy, you can be a preacher.